Hello? Hello?
Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello, Hanya. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm happy.
Our team is buddy. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, you can hear me. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I'm going to be coaching you today for about 30 minutes because our first session didn't record. And once again, we'll be exploring a conversation around what you'd like to get out of your session today. We're going to be exploring your frame. And there may be times where I may not understand what you're saying, or you may not understand me. And it's okay to ask for clarification or to repeat something. And at times I may need to interrupt you to keep the session focused and on track. So with all of that in mind, what would you like to get from your session today, Anya?
Since we had a coaching on Friday, I have been thinking a lot and coaching myself on how to, or thinking what is really the problem and how do I find a good way of solving it. And I think what would be good for me now is to talk through and get more clarification on the frame I have that I the frame I have, but also the balance that I need between being impatient, having a lot of energy on one side, and coming to a point where I'm just totally exhausted. So I need to sort of align the two to find a way to be able to keep my energy as well as being present, being calm, being not stressed out on things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see if I understand you right. You want to find a way to be able to keep energy as well as being calm and not stressed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and why would that be important to you?
Because that's the way I can be most efficient in what I do. That's how I'll be able to achieve my goals with the coaching, for instance, but also on other areas. We talked on Friday, and I realized that I have this impatience of mine. Really, I want to do so much that I sort of lose myself in between. So I think I'm losing my effectivity, sort of. Being effective, getting things done.
Okay.
I sort of get stuck in a pattern where I lose track of where I am and who I want to. Who I am and where I want to be.
Okay. So on the other hand, you get impatient and you do so much and you lose yourself from being effective and you kind of get stuck in a pattern. How is that what do you believe about that?
Being stuck in the pattern. Well, I know that this is it's really distracting me. It's turning me. It's taking energy from me, and I believe that I'm. I believe that I'm not capable of getting my project done, that I'm not good enough. I get the stress in my body, and the stress is telling me that I'm not going to be able to reach my goal because it's too much chaos and I'm very stressed about.
And what does it mean to you that the stress in your body is telling you you're not going to reach your goal?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. What does it mean to you that there's stress in your body, and it's telling you that you're not going to reach your goal, that there's too much chaos going on?
It means, the meaning I put to it is that I might not be capable of being of getting the things done, and I think a lot, I know that I just realized that. One part of my pattern is I was watching the Tour de Ski earlier today, and one of our big guys Petter Northug, he came in on the had somebody come in. I just listened to Petter Northug. He came in on the fourth place today, and I noticed something that he said. It was he was interviewed about the race today, and then what is next, and he was saying something like, no, it's about daring to take some rest before he starts to train again towards the Olympics. And I sort of feel that there is, that's who I am as well. I turn on my engine and I go and go and go, and I get things done. I'm good at things I'm doing. But then if I let go of when I go on holidays, when I have time off from what I'm doing, I tend to keep losing track, sort of.
Just losing track of what?
Of the things, what is really important for me now is to getting me not back on track with the mentoring program, but I need to get on track. I need to get an overview, and I need to get a good plan for myself. I need to put on me prioritizing it because it's important for me to be a good meta coach at the end. So that would be to be very specific about what I need at the moment. And I feel,
I'm sorry. So is that what we need to be talking about today, about what is really important, getting an overview of a plan that's specific and where you can prioritize so that you can be efficient and achieve your goals.
Yeah, it's actually after a lot of work, I see it's quite easy actually. I'm giving this a lot of thought during, I have been giving a lot of thought during the weekend and last week as well, so this is really, it's a struggle for me, but I also know, Holly, that when I just get things cleared out, when I get the overview and when I have a plan, I will be more calm. I believe I will be there.
Okay.
It has.
So you've given it a lot of thought this past weekend and the past week, and I think I heard you say when you get things done and it's clear and have an overview, that you'll believe you'll be more calm. Is that right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sorry?
No, it's going to give me the calmness that I, and the presence that I need in taking this sort of,
So it'll give you the calmness and presence you need. Where did you say?
To take me to the next step, sort of.
Okay.
Where I need to be.
Okay. And once you have this overview and it gives you the calm and presence you need to take your next step, what does that give you?
It will give me self-confidence.
Okay.
And it will make me more efficient and maybe take away my fear of because I have a fear of not really being able to get all the things done that I need to be done. Also in my job to complete all the tasks that I have on my table, as well as really getting the mentoring program, making be prioritized in the way that I want it. Yeah.
Okay. So if you could have this plan, this overview, would that help you to be calm and present, and so you'd know what your next step is?
Having a plan will give me. I know what the first step in the plan is as well. It's really I'm just looking for the word. I have to tidy.
Okay.
I have to clean up, sort of. I have to sort things out and just see what.
So this plan you need to clean up and sort out. Where do you want to have this plan? In what context?
Most of all, in what context? I need to have a plan, an overall plan on on how to take the coaching to put the coaching in a make it more important to move it forward in the prioritizing line. I am about to do it. I've been working on doing it all for months. but now I'm afraid. I'm sort of afraid that I'm going to keep digging into other projects and shuffling this away again. And I don't want to do it. So for me, it's really important to have a good plan on how to embrace it or just take it into my everyday life. And So maybe working on
working on that.
So I know how to make a plan, and I know how to. I don't need some more motivation. My motivation is good as well. I need to give it more structure.
Give it more. I'm curious if we could just go back a little bit. I heard you say that most of all, you need a plan on how to take coaching and to make it important because you were afraid of getting into other things or other projects. And I'm wondering if you made this coaching important, more important, what other things would you be saying no to?
That's actually a very good question, and I would be saying no to other projects. I have this job that this project that I've been in for now 3 months that I'm about to finish. And they wanted me to stay a little longer because there's another one coming in, but they want us to work together for a little while. And I'm also, one of the things that I'm going to do before I end is to make applications for getting more money into making a project. And I know that they would want me to be working on this project. So for instance, that would be one, probably not a full time, but maybe it could be a 50% that would allow me to do coaching and improve my skills in the other 50%. But then I'm afraid there are other things coming along that would keep my attention. So maybe my fear is actually now in am I capable of just going for my plan and vision with my business and the coaching? Am I going to be able to? Am I structured enough? Am I? Do I have what it takes? Am I the one running my own business? Is that really? Am I going to make it work for more than 1 or 2 years that I have been the reality from a lot of jobs I've had before. So and I think that this is important for me to work on in the, now with the mentoring program as well, just to get it so integrated that I I'm confident on going out there.
Okay. So, if I could backtrack a little bit, I didn't quite hear everything, but I asked you if you had a plan that would take you to coaching and make it more important. And I asked you, what other things would you be saying no to? And that's when you went to you're doing this project now that's getting ready to wrap up. And then you talked about making an application for more money, so it might take a little longer. And that was about 50% of your time.
Yeah.
And then I didn't hear what the other 50% was. And then you talked about how you wondered if you were capable of a plan or a mission, if you have what it takes to make it work. Is that correct? Okay. So what's getting in the way? What is the challenge or the real problem?
The challenge is that I have a belief that I'm not good enough, that I'm not going to be well. I don't know that I might not be good enough to go out there on my own. This has been an issue for me for years. And I've been taking on other jobs because other people have seen qualities in me that have been needed or wanted. And now when I'm I have problems in sort of acknowledging myself and the skills I have in coaching. I think there are so many good coaches and out there doing a great job in inspiring and motivating people. And who am I to go out there and do it?
Who are you? So you have a belief that you might not be good enough to go out there on your own. And people have seen qualities in you, but you have a problem acknowledging that in yourself. And you ask yourself, who am I? And I'm wondering, what has that prevented you from doing?
What is it preventing you from?
Doing, achieving, experiencing.
Preventing me from taking out my potential.
It's preventing you from what?
From taking out my potential. Because it makes I see now or I see that this is really giving me really giving me a hard time relaxing and taking taking the time that is needed for me to go ahead and do it. And the way you said it is because I have all this I have the struggles within me. Whether I'm going to be able to do it or not. So I have started to doubt again that I will be able to reach there.
How much is it costing you? and taking out your potential and
it's costing me a lot of energy because I'm sort of taking these periods around in prison on the issue. I really want to go out there, and I am about to do it as well, and I see that it's I am doing the actions that I have been doing the last year is about doing it. And the last thing I did before Christmas mm-hmm. was lost for a company to be working on my website. So I am taking the actions to do it. I have all the thoughts in my head on what to do, but I see that I put my thoughts and my beliefs about what I'm doing, my doubts is slowing it down, and maybe I need to slow down. That's for sure, because I can't keep up in this big in the tempo mm-hmm. I have been working so much with my other projects and being able to take my company and the coaching out in action. Mm-hmm. So I need to really say that this is the most important thing, and this is what I'm going to be working on from now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning on how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would be your first step to planning? So you talked to how it's costing you a lot of energy.
Yeah.
The last year you've been doing it. You've taken action to do it. And then you mentioned that you have thoughts and beliefs slowing you down just because you've been working so much on projects. Do you have the time to take your company and coaching out there? And
yeah, I I'm about to get time to do it. I just have to still finish these projects that I've been doing. And I was looking at before we started. Now I was looking at my calendar, three weeks, and I'm really mm-hmm. stressed about my other project is going to take a lot of time, but when I see it, I have a lot of dates that I can be working on my things if I just work with structure and if I'm mm-hmm. capable of being more effective. So I think I'm going to be able to, but I need to find a calm and be able to be mm-hmm. present now in it, making myself a plan and just start. I know that I have to start training, like running or something, just to get my body working better than it does. I know that I have to do other things to be able to take my head off all the things that I need. So there are several steps in what I'm going to do, but I just need to make an agreement
mm-hmm.
with myself on doing it.
Yeah.
So I haven't lost my idea or my business and the coaching, but I realize now that I have a big worry about am I able to give it so much time that I will be able to
how much time do you need to give it?
Properly. Yeah.
How much time do you need to give it in order to be effective?
Well, I'm not sure actually how much. I
You mentioned that you have some time.
I do have time. I just have to spend the time better.
Okay.
I just have to.
We're at the end. We're almost at the end of our 30. Well, we are at the end of our 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wish I had a little more time. Could we make a date to continue this conversation? When would you have time to do that?
When would I? Next week is going to be quite crowded.
Do you want to look at your calendar and let me know?
Yeah. We should do that. It should be.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
We got our coaching session recorded. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
So you see that it is recorded now?
Yeah, apparently last time I didn't press the right number. Because it didn't ask me to assign a recording number. So, and I'm just learning. There's no such thing as perfection. Alrighty, I will talk to you soon.
It happened to me a lot of
times. Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
I was thinking, bye-bye.